This podcast is brought to you by Raycon Wireless Earbuds. New year, new hobbies, and everything is better with Raycon Wireless Earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We will bring the rioters to justice. Their accomplices in this house will be held responsible. But today, we must focus on the gravest threat first. President Trump.
Oh, yeah, make me the bad guy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Because Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad. Although I don't know what his, I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States.
Wait a minute. My commitment to democracy, to my country, is unwavering. I love this place so much. It literally breaks my heart to see the divide that exists in it. I love our democracy. For all of our problems, there is no government that I would rather be a part of.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. There's another humorous story inside the Beltway today. Politico, that far left-wing website, they're totally in on TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. So they have this thing called Playbook, which is like a daily newsletter. I guess it's pretty popular with the woke community. And today, they don't have anyone doing it right now. They're not going to announce it till tomorrow who the new boss of Playbook is, their popular feature. So they've been letting various people do it, outsiders, guest editors, you might say. So today, the guest editor was Ben Shapiro, the conservative, or as Daily Beast called him, the right-wing bomb thrower. And the editor had to have a staff meeting today. They're all the snowflakes are so woke, and they're so triggered by Ben Shapiro. Apparently, one of them called Ben Shapiro, compared him to not Ku Klux Klan leader, former Grand Wizard David Duke, which is rather ironic because, of course, Ben Shapiro is Jewish. Ben Shapiro would have a harder time getting into the Ku Klux Klan than I would as a Roman Catholic. And so the Daily Beast has a big story about it, and they say his website, Ben Shapiro's website, the Daily Wire, is very clicky. Not cliquey, but clicky, meaning it's going after clicks. Like the Daily Beast isn't going after clicks, right? How ironic is that? Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
Will Joe Biden's presidential inaugural ball be an early bird special in the basement?
You know, usually the presidents have multiple balls, right? And they go from one to the other and they go with, he would be going with Dr. Jill, and I guess Hunter would be going, if Hunter is like the story in The New Yorker, Hunter would just be going straight to the men's room and asking people if they had any Bolivian marching powder. Oh, that's right. He's cleaned up his act now.
Are they going to have like a seniors hour where it's done at 3 p.m.? They have the dancing and dinner at 3 p.m.?
And then the early bird special. The five balls will be the early bird specials 1 through 5. That's what they'll be in Joe Biden's administration.
If the Pelosi crime family doesn't do what the Biden crime family says, she might just wake up with a dog-faced pony head in her bed.
I love the fact that Peter Doocy is going to be the White House reporter for Fox News Channel. The one-horse pony, as not one-trick pony, he called him a one-horse pony. and he's going to be the reporter for Fox News. That was a good move on Fox News's part. Maybe they're coming out of their deep slump since the election. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And we're old enough to remember a time when social and media accounts like Twitter and Facebook were available to all users and allowed open conversations. A time when you could also choose Parler or Gab as your platform. How quickly times have changed. You could still choose Gab, I guess, but Parler's having a tough time getting back up and running again, or rerunning.
Howie, Eric Swalwell calling. Donald Trump is basically Osama bin Laden, and that's why I'm proud to lead this in...
917, remember how for years Jake Tapper et al. Hammered Trump for attacking Gold Star families? Just saying. And of course, we do have... We'll play the cuts when we come out. We played the Jake Tapper cut, attacking Brian Mast, who a double amputee in Afghanistan, saying he doesn't know what his commitment is to democracy here. Is that anything like Trump attacking the Gold Star father, who a rabid Democrat operative who attacked him at the Democrat convention in 2016?
The Democrats have a new name for fast-tracking the impeachment process. It's called Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah, I know that's the lead story in the Boston Globe about how the what's going to happen in the Senate impeachment trial. I think it's going to be a lot like the first Senate impeachment trial. The only difference is going to be Trump isn't going to be the president anymore. So what's the point?
It's a good thing Amazon, Twitter, and Facebook didn't exist in the 60s. Otherwise, Teddy Kennedy would have become president. And no one would have ever heard of Mary Jo Kopechne.
Boy, is that ever the truth. When I was researching Kennedy Babylon, both books, I read all the old coverage of Chappaquiddick. And even the left-wing publications like, or what are now left-wing publications, like the New York Times, Time Magazine, they were liberal back in those days. But they still tried to tell the truth. And they were devastating. Devastating. To Teddy Kennedy. Nowadays, I think that caller's right. There would be nothing about it. It would be frozen. It would be like what was done to the Hunter Biden coverage by the New York Post. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. This coverage is problematic, according to Twitter and our sponsors, or whatever they said to me when I tried to post the Nancy Pelosi's mob father story yesterday.
So now it's okay to impeach for using your freedom of speech. So I fancy removing Nancy for all of her appalling screech.
Yeah. That was such a telling moment yesterday when Louie Gohmert, the congressman from Texas, quoted her on the House floor, and they immediately demanded, all the snowflakes immediately demanded the removal of Louie Gohmert because they were either too stupid to realize he was quoting Nancy Pelosi from last summer when she said she was surprised there weren't more riots, or because they just didn't care and they thought they could buffalo the low-info voters again, which they probably did.
This is Governor Charlie Baker. I just want to tell you, it's more important that the inmates get their vaccination because, well, they're going to vote for me when I come out as a Democrat.
And again, he's sending the National Guard to Washington to fight these, to deal with these riots that they're predicting, which I predict aren't going to happen. And instead of using the National Guard to help out providing vaccinations to the elderly or even to the inmates. The inmates are, remember though, you want a vaccination? Sorry. You have to wait in line before the local jailbird population gets inoculated.
I saw a headline online, you said, there are only two white rhinos left in the world. I don't think they visited Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there are at least 10 in the U.S. House of Representatives. Go a little north, you can see Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland. Just keep heading up, and you can see Charlie Parker and Phil Scott in Vermont.
Loving. Can you believe that mugwump Genghis Carr saying the Rolling Stones' best album is Exile on Main Street? Any Stones fan knows their masterpiece is Let It Be, with such hits as Bohemian Rhapsody and Sweet Adeline.
No. John Kerry is a James Taylor fan. Is James Taylor going to accompany the new climate czar on his jaunts throughout the world on his new U.S. government-financed jet to make up for the humiliation of losing the 2004 election to the Diebold voting machines in Ohio? And it was such a disappointment after 60 Minutes tried to make up that fake story about George Bush to throw the election to him.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Olive Garden. To register for the deplorable discount, press 1. To inquire about our mask-free indoor dining, press 2. To book the Anderson Cooper room, press 3.
Maybe he posted that before we remember that there's an Olive Garden at the South Bay Mall. How about the Rachel Rollins room at the Olive Garden for what does she call it? The substance abusers that hang out at the South Bay Mall.
Emotionally disturbed substance abuse users.
Do you have a table? I prefer the emotional disturbance room for a peaceful dinner.
Ira Mayer, I didn't know that a mobster D'Alessandro's daughter became a Nancy Pelosi. Irem, I guess I had a Botox sandwich.
I, like many others, have wondered what Nancy Pelosi, or that then Nancy D'Alessandro and President John F. Kennedy were talking about when they had their picture taken together back when she was about 18 years old.
Were you hinting something?
Did he ask her to come? Did he ask her to... What?
Are you hinting at something?
Well, I mean, you know, anyone can make a pass at anyone else. I'm not saying anything happened, but did he ask her to come up and would you like to see my etchings? Would you like a PT-109 tie clasp? He used to give those out to everybody.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. Any hour between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. It's hard to break these old habits, you know, when you learn to recite something. It's like saying the act of contrition and having to change the words. Any hour, any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. You can leave a message at the chump line. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you like to just hear a lot more chump line messages, go to Chopped Chumps. That's our popular podcast of the chump line messages that didn't make the one you just heard. We post them at around 7 o'clock every night. Weeknight, and you can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And we're old enough to remember a time when social media accounts like Twitter and Facebook were available to all users and were allowed open conversations. A time when you could also choose Parler or Gab as your platform. How quickly times have changed.
It's a good thing Amazon, Twitter, and Facebook didn't exist in the 60s. Otherwise, Teddy Kennedy would have become president, and no one would have ever heard of Mary Jo Kopechne.
You know, there was an East German spy that the president was betting. She was a prostitute. Her name was Ellen Romesh. And the story was broken by the New York Journal American, the Hearst broadsheet back in the day. You know how many editions it lasted? One edition, and then it was out. So there was censorship to protect Democrats back in those days, but it wasn't as suffocating as it is today, I dare say. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
They have been complicit from the very beginning in their willful criminality to carry the water for Donald Trump and these science denials, which allowed this pandemic to rage out of control. And then by refusing to wear masks, this is criminal behavior. That's chemical warfare, so far as I'm concerned.
Refusing to wear masks is chemical warfare?
That's just another impeachment charge for Trump, isn't it?
So chemical warfare, that's biological warfare. That's very close to genocide, isn't it? So now we're talking about some kind of international war trial, war crimes trial, like at The Hague or The Hague. I never know how to pronounce it, where they have maybe a Nuremberg trial. And by the way, let me hear that one again about refusing to wear the masks.
And these science denials, which allowed this pandemic to rage out of control. And then by refusing to wear masks, this is criminal behavior. That's chemical warfare, so far as I'm concerned.
You know, I hate to raise this point, but isn't Ayanna Pressley a close political ally of Rachel Rollins, the district attorney of Suffolk County? And if you look at that Channel 25 video, Rachel Rollins is outside in Roxbury, and she is refusing to wear a mask. And to quote Ayanna Pressley, this is criminal behavior. Forget the road rage incident at the South Bay Mall and the uncharitable remarks about the denizens of the South Bay Mall. According to her own friend and colleague in the political world, this is criminal behavior.
Does Rachel Rollins prosecute crimes against humanity?
Or is that one of those no prosecute crimes? Crime against humanity. Forget it. It's like shoplifting, you know? It's like hitting a cop but not really hurting a cop, you know? That's all. 844-500-4242. How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you at gabby.com/Howie. gabi.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever vote for any of the 10 Republican U.S. representatives who voted to impeach Trump yesterday?
No, I would not.
Only 2% say they would.
You know who would like to charge people that don't wear masks with criminal behavior? Charlie Parker would. I don't know about Rachel Rollins, but I know Charlie Parker damn well would. And so would Karen Polito, as long as she didn't have to obey the rules for the peons. 844-500-4242. Have we talked to Ernie Bach yet? Okay. Yeah, we need to get Ernie Bach on for leaving those $2,000 tips. I like that. That was a good move on his part. That meets with my approval. That was not criminal behavior to be leaving six $2,000 tips at various watering holes in Boston last night. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I want to hear that Ayanna Pressley cut, because she's really an esteemed statesman and a scholar and a real student of the Constitution. Let's hear that one again.
They have been complicit from the very beginning in their willful criminality to carry the water for Donald Trump and these science denials, which allowed this pandemic to rage out of control. And then by refusing to wear masks, This is criminal behavior. That's chemical warfare, so far as I'm concerned.
Dr. Fauci, what would you suggest we do about the masks?
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
Dr. Fauci, you have the right to remain silent. Silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a war crimes trial in The Hague in the Netherlands. All right. 844-500-4242. This is an interesting story. The public sector purge is beginning. This is from the American Thinker. There's a guy named Dawson Buchanan. He was in the Trump campaign. He put up a thread on Twitter. He was all set to begin working for a company, but the company has a contract with the National Hockey League, the NHL. When the NHL learned that it's a jet company, had hired someone who had worked for the Trump campaign, the NHL said that the company had a choice. The Trump supporter, his name is Dawson Buchanan, or the NHL. The company opted for the NHL because the NHL gives him money. So he sent out a thread of tweets. After receiving a laptop, establishing a work email, and even purchasing additional work clothes, I prepared to travel to Raleigh, NC today for training. Yesterday evening around 7 p.m., the company called and fired me without explanation. I was devastated. I had gone from being employed to unemployed in a matter of seconds, and I hadn't done anything wrong. I called the owner and asked for an explanation, any explanation, and he told me very bluntly the NHL found out that I worked for the Trump campaign and threatened to cancel the contract with PJS unless they fired me. So this guy was canceled. Instead of standing up for me, instead of explaining to the NHL that I, as a person, am not solely defined by my previous work on the Trump campaign, they fired me for their company's own financial gain. The owner told me this afternoon that he would deny everything I say if this went any further, but this is the truth, and I feel more empowered and supported if I share it with all of you. So this is the day after Curt Schilling, who's, you know, maybe about to be elected to the Hall of Fame as a baseball pitcher, one of the great baseball players of the last generation pitchers. He had his insurance canceled. He'd never made a claim on it in 16 years. AIG, a company that was bailed out by the American taxpayers, which includes 75 million Trump voters. But they canceled him for no reason. I think we know what the reason. 844-500-4242. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I have my own personal beliefs about this COVID-19 and that. Now, we all know that it was made in China. There's no doubt the government came out with it a long time ago that it was from China.
The only one who doubts it, Tony, the only one who doubts it is Andrew Cuomo. He calls it the European virus.
Okay. Well, we know what he's all about.
I know.
So,
I know.
Here's my thing. China has it. They made it. They have a formula. And instead of giving the formula to the biotech industry in the world, they haven't done nothing. As far as I'm concerned, the rest of the world should shut down China. They're the ones that are keeping this COVID-19 going.
Well, I mean, once it got out of the lab, I think I don't think they needed anyone to keep it going. I just think that however it escaped from the lab, it's on China. Hasn't even Fauci said that it is from China, and that they could have done more. The Chinese government could have done more to let everybody know what was going on. Joel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, Howie, you know, you hear all these horror stories about, you know, the left purging people and this, that, and the other. I'm trying to look for it and hope that we can organize the 75 million Trump voters, whatever you want to call them, into an organized block that we can, can you imagine, like, how much economic power that would have if you...
I- I know, Joel, but isn't it something that a lot of the 75 million people who voted for Donald Trump, they voted for him because they didn't want to be pigeonholed and put into an organized bloc. Right, Joel?
Yeah, but that's, you know, the thing is, I'm looking how, you know, if you have an organized bloc, there's a lot of power there. You would get millions of dollars instantaneously from people donating to that to help out people like this guy who just got fired by the NHL. You could have companies that would hire people that were tormented like that. I don't want this to be like another Republican co-opted organization like the Tea Party was. And I think one of the biggest problems with the Tea Party was it never had a face. You know, it never had a face.
Well, yeah, but I know, Joel, the party with the problem, one of the problems with the Tea Party, there were a lot of them. One of them was political persecution by the Obama administration in the form of the Internal Revenue Service and that corrupt Lois Lerner. But another problem was that some of the people that were involved in the Tea Party just decided that it was a good way to make a living for themselves without having to work very hard and just prey off the more trusting, gullible souls that were in the Tea Party, just like these Never Trumpers are using the Lincoln Project and other things to support themselves, even though they haven't had a lot of success in political campaigns, and so now they've become Never Trumpers and they're spending all this money. I don't know. I don't like organized activities, basically, myself. I don't want to be, I'm like Groucho Marx. Why would I want to be a member of any club that wants me? Why would I want to be a member of most clubs? Anyway, thanks for the call, though, Joel. William, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, William.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I'm calling from the great state of Minnesota. Anyways, I kind of disagree with you on, if the Republicans want to win these elections, that we need to kind of play the same game that the Democrats are doing, because I think you're going to run into some major, major problems with elections, you know. Like, for example, you know, in some of these swing states where your heavy Democratic counties or districts are the last ones to submit the votes, and some of them just went on for days
right.
and days.
Right, I saw somebody before the Georgia Senate runoffs. Someone was suggesting that a lot of these rural Republican counties in Georgia, they're heavy, heavy Republican, should keep their vote tallies out as long as the counties around Atlanta. You know, Fulton, DeKalb, Cobb. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, play the same games. How can you let Detroit, Wayne County, have a turnout of 139% and not do anything about it, William?
I think the problem is that like your Republican counties, if you want to be the last one to submit your vote, well, you know, the Democrat counties, they're not going to submit their vote, and so now you're going to have this standoff of who's going to be submitting their votes. It's just gonna cause.
So we should surrender.
They're never gonna beat the Democrats at their same game, because they're always gonna have an edge. You know, like for instance,
you can't if that's your William. If that's your attitude, you're never gonna do anything. If are you a Minnesota Vikings fan?
No, I'm not. I just moved here last year.
I was going to say, if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan and you never think you can beat Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, guess what? You're never going to beat Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, right?
Well, yeah, the Vikings have had a disappointing year. I mean,
so have the Republicans. I gotta move on, William. Thanks for the call. Harry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, I'm wondering about this mask thing in chemical warfare. All right, wasn't George Clooney spotted in California in a Rite Aid or a Walgreens or something like that, and then he had
Bruce,
to leave, couldn't get the
Bruce
product
Bruce it? Willis. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. That's who it was. Yeah. So now, is he going to be in the Hague?
How about the governor of California? He went to the French Laundry there without a mask, right?
What about Pelosi?
Yeah. What about Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey? What about Fredo Cuomo, the governor of New York's brother? And the governor of New York wanted to bring his daughter and his 89-year-old mother up to the mansion, the governor's mansion in Albany, for Thanksgiving, even when he was telling everybody else not to bring your parents or your kids home for Thanksgiving. How about the lieutenant governor of Massachusetts? How about the mayor of Boston, who's now going to be the secretary of labor? How about the governor of Rhode Island? How about the mayor of Austin, Texas? How about the mayor of Denver, Colorado? How about the mayor of Chicago? I could go on forever, Harry, and so could you. All these Democrats, there's going to be a lot of war criminals being on trial in the Netherlands. Yvette, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Yvette.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Let me tell you about my week. Listen, I've been a nurse for 21 years. A couple weeks ago, I've worked in nothing but nursing homes, rehabs, things like that. A couple weeks ago, they started with this vaccine. I am not taking this. It'll be a good couple of years before I'd ever agree to that. They approached me 6 times in as many days. Every time I said, no, not interested. I gave them religious reasons, whatever, anything to get out of it. I live in Rockland here, and I went out with 4 of my friends. We flew out Wednesday morning for the rally, and I stupidly did put it on Facebook, but I had no idea that I was supposed to inform my employer that I was leaving the state. Had a great time at the rally. What happened there was it was tragic. It was terrible. I had no idea that was going to happen.
Nobody
got home
did.
Around 10. Nobody did. Exactly. He certainly did not incite. It was a great time. I've gone to every Trump rally.
So what happened when you got back? What happened to that when you got back?
Well, I got back, walked into work Thursday, was brought down to the administrator's office and told that I was asked to leave, and I got termination papers in the mail yesterday. They said that I was considered an extreme risk to my. I'm a domestic terrorist.
Did they call you a domestic terrorist? Did they call you that in the termination letter?
No. They said that I was an extreme risk to my coworkers and to my patients. Evidently, one of the nurses, I work with a lot of liberals, and she went and told some of the patients, long-term patients, that I was at the rally. And she ended up having some sort of psychiatric breakdown and thought that she said that they had to call the FBI. They couldn't have me back in the facility because the supposedly my
call staff, the FBI. Yvette exercised her freedom of speech under the First Amendment. She's a domestic terrorist. So what are you going to do, Yvette? Yep. What are you going to do?
Luckily, thankfully, my husband is self-employed. I'm going to take a 6-month leave from nursing. After 21 years, I'm kind of burnt out. But they're going to require all of us to get the vaccine soon anyhow, and it's just not going to happen. So I might walk dogs. I don't know. Go work in a greenhouse. I have no idea. I don't know.
All right, yep. Yvette. I'm glad you're taking it well. It's outrageous, people being punished for their First Amendment rights. If you'd taken part in a peaceful protest and, thrown a Molotov cocktail at a building on Tremont Street, they never would have dared get rid of you, I dare say. With the incoming administration barging their way into office, this may cause some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years. Because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. Again, these are treacherous times in the real estate market. Commercial property is fading fast for obvious reasons. Residential property is rising or falling rapidly, depending on where you are in relation to the larger cities. It's tough to figure out where to go. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast for the greatest amount of money, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold.
Keep it here. The Captain will be back after this. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Let's play the Jake Tapper cut again, where Jake Tapper, former aide to a stolen valor, or excuse me, no, that's Chuck Todd. Jake Tapper is a member of the Clinton crime family. He's the former coat holder for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law. And that congresswoman was married to another congressman from Iowa who went to prison for bank fraud and still owes $10 million in restitution that he hasn't paid. But now Jake Tapper is questioning Brian Mast, Representative Brian Mast of Florida's loyalty to American democracy, even though he lost both of his legs to an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. Cut 11.
What you're saying right now is relevant because Congressman Brian Mast, mm-hmm. a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know what his, I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States.
This is Representative Brian Mast's response to Jake Tapper, a Clinton crime family made member. Cut 12.
And I'm going to say to Mr. Tapper the same thing that half of America is saying right now. Hold me to a high standard. Don't hold me to a double standard. And me asking if any of these lawmakers that are about to vote have gone through any questioning, any hearings, have asked any questions of anybody, that's an appropriate question. And it speaks to the foundation of our democracy. It doesn't diminish it.
Yeah, it's so outrageous. And you know what's even worse? He's gotten absolutely no feedback or next to no feedback on this except from Brian Mast. I mean, nobody is trying to cancel Jake Tapper for impugning the patriotism of Brian Mast. And again, this is a guy who I'm sure if you went back to 2016, he would be, going after Donald Trump for questioning the patriotism of the Muslim Gold Star father who was talking at the Democrat convention, ripping into Trump, and then Trump ripped him. I'm sure that was close to a blood libel, as they say. But it's okay for Jake Tapper to say it because, you know, he's a Democrat operative with a press pass, and they can do whatever the hell they please. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. When we come back, we're going to have the restaurant owner down in Halifax who put up the sign outside her restaurant, Charlie Baker, take 25% of your pay, meaning take a pay cut. I'm Howie Carr.